Hello and welcome to Living Money's Manifesto for Monday, the 18th of December 2014. I'm Jeremy Dees, financial planner with over 25 years' experience in financial services, author of Right Money, Right Place, Right Time, and founder of Living Money. And Living Money coaches busy families in personal finance, and at its heart is Future, a six-step program that brings relief from sleepless nights worrying about money and secures the lifestyle you want as quickly as efficiently as possible, literally as the crow flies. And each month in these manifestos, we concentrate on a stage of the future process: foundation, utopia, transformation, utilization, resources, roadmap, and enlightenment. And this month in December, we're concentrating on the fourth stage, utilization, resources. And of course, obviously, we need to maximize our resources to make them work for us if we're going to achieve our profound life goals. And there are three types of resources that we need to concentrate on: the physical, the personal, your mind, body, and spirit, and the financial. And so this week I'm going to talk a little bit about your financial resources and look at the financial implications for that. And this course includes everything from your house, your office, car, equipment, computers, clothing, etc. And all have financial implications in terms of costs of maintenance, renewals, and replacements. And also all have time implications. It's a waste of time being caught out because your car's broken down because you didn't service it. And it's much better to be preemptive. Prevention is much better than cure. And if we can build in a service and a maintenance schedule that's in our diaries, we know it's going to take place. It's much better to do it that way than suddenly have to take time out in the middle of a busy week to sort something out that shouldn't have happened in the first place. So as part of your financial and life plan, build in a maintenance program so that you're always keeping on top of things that need doing. For some things, it's easy. Normally these days a car tells you when it needs servicing, but a house doesn't. So you need to think about having a schedule for when to sort of repaint the windows, sort out the electrics, replace all the bulbs, etc. And get that into your spending plans, because those will have implications. Hopefully a scheduled maintenance program will be less costly than an emergency repairs. Also have a replacement program. Decide how often you're going to change your car. Decide how often you're going to change your computer. Get that into your spending plans as well. And a couple of tips. So when you buy or replace something, make sure what you buy is suited to what you do. And the classic case is cars, for instance. If your job takes you on a lot of long-distance journeys down the motorways, then aim to have a car, a saloon car, that's comfortable to drive for long journeys. You don't need a big four-wheel drive. Conversely, if you're involved in outdoor activities, whether it's in sort of field sports or mountaineering or outdoor activities like that, then you probably do need a four-wheel drive rather than a low-slung sports car, which is going to get caught on all the rocks. Another tip, I tend to buy for quality. I go on the old adage that if you pay peanuts, you get monkeys, and that really could be a false economy. I've often found that when you buy cheap, you then spend more time and more money trying to sort out something that, trying to get it to work for you, rather than if you go on for a higher quality model and get things to work for you straight away. So I think that's it. Very, very brief. Most of this is fairly straightforward, fairly common sense. But it's amazing how many people I meet who don't actually go down this route and who are always caught out because their equipment and their physical resources have let them down when they shouldn't have done. So next week I'll be looking at personal resources and the importance of having a mind, body and spirit plan. And just a quick bit about Living Money. I'm known by my advised clients as a planner who puts life back into money. And my mission is to leave my clients feeling liberated. So at Living Money, we're not authorized to provide financial advice, and we do not recommend financial products. Instead, what we aim to do is provide you with the tools and skills to buy the financial products that will best serve your life and money. So start by joining the Living Money community. Go to our website, www.livingmoney.com, and become a fledgling member and get access to a range of resources to help you plan your life and money. So thank you for listening. Until next week, go well.